There, not a speck of dirt in sight. Good work, everyone. The manor is spotless. And don't you forget, when the master returns home with a suitor tomorrow, I want you to remember to treat her as you would any member of the house. All right? What? Wait, no. When did the master arrive? And why was I not informed? What? They were rejected? I see. And he didn't wish to be bothered? All right. Very well. Thank you for following his wishes. You're all dismissed for tonight. Thank you. Master. All right. Master! Are you in there? May I come in? Please? Oh, thank you, Master. May I have a seat? I'd like to talk to you, if you'll humor me. Thank you. Now, why don't you tell me what happened? I thought you were not to return home until tomorrow with your suitor. So, what happened this time? Ah, I see. Master, don't you think it'd be wise to at least, you know, try to compromise a little with your suitors? If you keep this up, there won't be a woman left in the country for you to marry. Oh, come on. Don't be like that, Master. I know. No, I know you're still very young, and you'd rather not discuss married life first thing like this. But you do understand it was your mother's wishes, and your late father's wishes, rest his soul. Well, I think therein lies the problem, Master. You don't give them a lot of time to court you. Still, I won't lie. You haven't had much fortune in finding one to my liking, either. Huh? Oh, well, I mean the last one who came here insulted our staff and was already drawing up plans on where to stable her horses. No, honestly, she was probably my least favorite. What? Why can't they be more like me? Oh, Master. No. Well, perhaps, you know, it has to do with my age. I mean, I've certainly had more time to mature than, you know, most humans. Oh, yes, I'd love to go on a walk. Let us go, Master. Just this way? Oh, yes? You had a question, Master? Oh, Master, haven't I taught you it's rude to ask a woman her age? Oh, well, yes, that's true. I do know your age. Well, how about we leave it at that I'm, well, over 1,000 years old. All right? Oh, my, yes. Yes, the world was quite different back then. Well, in a way. But in other ways, honestly, things have remained the same. Oh, about my childhood? I mean, well, I was raised in an elven village deep within the woods. but I had an adventurous spirit, much like yourself, and, well, all of your grandfathers before you. Yes, I was even skilled with a sword and bow in youth, but I don't think I have to tell you that, do I? Oh, that does remind me. Were you able to practice any fencing while you were away, Master? Oh, I see. Well, we'll just have to make up for lost time tomorrow. Does that sound good? Good. I'll be looking forward to it then. Well, believe it or not, I did run into one of your ancestors as a knight, but I didn't serve your house until a few years later. Oh, yes. Yes, quite the knight as I recall. Strong, tall, gallant. Honestly, if I had to picture, you know, just what a knight should be. Yes, I very much picture him. Oh, well, yes, it was about 200 years ago, during the war. The ship I was on had begun sinking due to cannon fire, and honestly, I was just trapped in the hull of the ship, trying to make it out alive. Oh, yes, yes, the room was flooding. The cold water was climbing up my legs, and then someone from the top deck came down to just guide us out. I don't think I need to tell you who it was. Yes, indeed. I was so, so grateful. Even after the war, I happily pledged my life to serving your wonderful family, and over the years, I have heard so many incredible stories of war and adventure. It's all quite amazing, I must say. I guess being a hero just must run in your family. Oh, yes, yes, I know. I know you like that story. You've had me tell it to you ever since you were a boy. Do I miss it? Oh, adventuring, you mean? Well, yes, but I mean, those times were going to end whether I served your family or not, you know? And besides, this is quite a nice way to spend my retirement, if I do say so myself. How come I've never settled down to start my own family? Oh, well, I can't say that I haven't given it any thought, but, well, I don't know, honestly, Master, I've always felt like my place was here, with you. Well, no. Not regrets, per se, just, well, if I was to be, you know, completely honest with you, Master, I did always find myself somewhat envious of the women of this house. I mean, the joy that they seem to have just watching their children grow. Though, in a way, I suppose I had something similar to that. Oh, no, you were by far the easiest to raise. You were so cute and timid growing up. You never left your father or mother's side. Or mine, for that matter. Oh, I'm sorry, Master. I didn't mean to embarrass you, but it is the truth, you know. Ah, you were always so sweet. I even remember when you told me that you'd grow up to marry me when you'd get older. Ah, goodness. Those were the times, weren't they? Huh? Maybe you should... Oh, Master, no, I... No, hey. We really... No. We shouldn't. No, Master, hey. Please, sir, don't say such things. Goodness, making a woman like me blush in her old age. No, I couldn't, Master. I mean, I've known you for so long, and I've taken care of you as a baby. I took care of your father, and your father's father, for that matter. It wouldn't be right. No, you should focus on trying to court a noblewoman your own age, not your head maid. What? No, I love you too, but we can't. No, just listen. What would people say about you? What would your mother think? Well, yes, that's true. She did want me to ensure your bloodline was continued at all costs, but I don't think this is what she meant. No, please, no. Bearing your children would... That would be an honor, Master. I mean, I... Oh, God, more than anything, I would love to be with you, to help you, and to love you, but we can't. We just... Oh, Master, no. Master, please. Oh, Master, I love you. Wait. No, Master. Master, not here, okay? If we're going to do this, let's go to my room. All right.